Indianapolis news. It's really hard looking up Indianapolis news and finding a story that isn't just a homicide.
That's...
This is Western Information! Western Information!
The Happy Hour.
This is Wasted Information Happy Hour. I'm Jimmy.
I'm Brandon.
So I got a bone to pick with you over something we talked about technically weeks ago, but it was posted last week.
Okay.
I texted you about it and you never responded.
That sounds right.
Like a coward.
Okay.
Peanut butter. You said we're talking up Jif Natural peanut butter.
Yes.
Saying that's your favorite, or that's the best store brand peanut butter. I was at the store. I was buying peanut butter. My go-to is always Skippy. You said Skippy Natural is good too. I look at the two jars. I compare like the Jif and the Jif Natural, Skippy Natural. There's barely any difference. There's one difference between. So Jif has hydrogenated vegetable oil and Jif Natural has palm oil.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only difference.
Okay.
But you, in that episode, talked about your organic marshmallows, about how people don't want to buy stuff that says vegan, but you bought the same peanut butter.
Did you look
with a slightly different oil?
Uh-huh. Oils can be bad for you.
Because it says natural. Those oils are natural. It's because there's a different, the health content is exactly the same.
Okay.
You're over here talking about your people don't want the vegan marshmallows, so they sneak it in.
Hey, I think it tastes better. The Jif Natural peanut butter tastes better. So
when I'm coming down, that's what I want for my birthday. Let's get
Jif Natural,
bunch of peanut butter,
okay,
and do a taste test. That'll be our terrible episode for that week, because I was drunkenly trying to decipher which one's natural and which one's not.
I'm down for this. We might have to We might have to do it live. We'll do like an Instagram live video for our two listeners.
No. Well, fucking one's gonna be there.
It'll be a live show. It'll be our first live show.
No, two are gonna be there.
Our first live show. We can,
and nobody's gonna watch.
It'll be great. We'll charge admission. To the people that are already staying at my house.
Let's do it on a fucking cam site. It's just two drunk white dudes just eating peanut butter. And like someone's like scrolling through, was like, the fuck is this? And they start just sending tokens.
We'll put our logo in the background behind us. I am ordering.
Speaking of
that,
I am
ordering logo stickers.
Okay, I was wondering about that because I asked you. Because that one bar I was at had a bunch of, like, I'm assuming they're breweries around the area. Like, they're different stickers and all that. So I was like, we need to just sneak a Wasted Information sticker on there. And just do the guerrilla marketing shit and just put them everywhere, like everyone else does.
Yep. There's a couple of breweries here. And the one, a lot of breweries do that. They'll put, like, stickers from other breweries and stuff on like, their cooler doors or something. The one by us, their cooler door is in like a public facing hallway. I don't think it's actually cool. It's like to their kitchen or whatever, but it'd be very easy for us to just slap a sticker on there. The only thing about our logo, I'll have to modify it a little bit before. Like, it doesn't say it's a podcast. It doesn't say like listen on Spotify or it doesn't say anything. So I might have to add a line. We'll have to come up with a good tagline for our show.
I don't think we're capable of that.
I'll go.
Nothing that wouldn't be misleading.
I'll go back to the teaser, the original first thing we released. We gotta have something good in there, right?
We don't.
We were full of high hopes and dreams for the podcast. Something good had to come out of that.
It's going to be like a fucking notebook or like a 8x11 and a half sticker, like, to fit all the information.
Just
on
our
it.
Logo, and then it just goes down another 3 inches, just describing what we do and what we're talking. We don't really know what we're doing. It's just two guys on here drinking, talking about shit. Want to hear about the news? Yeah. Want to hear about sports?
Want to hear about our personal experiences with things?
That's all this is.
Want to hear inside jokes that nobody cares about?
I was going to say, it's not even like listening to a celebrity podcast where, okay, it's a little bit entertaining getting a celebrity's take on some random shit that's going on. Ours doesn't even matter. I mean, not that theirs matters, but people are semi-entertained by it.
People? Person.
Oh, in general, like the celebrity podcast. Okay, like other people are entertained.
I thought you meant our specific.
No, not our people. We do have a very small band of loyal listeners. I'll give them that. And then others who listen sporadically. But we're growing. We're getting there.
Either somebody with a VPN or someone from Germany listened once.
Probably VPN.
Got that going. Probably. Is that a way? Could you forge like listens that way by just changing your VPN and like listening again?
Yeah.
It's like they have a global reach, but they only have like 22 listeners, but they're all over the world.
I don't know. So the program we use, though, it goes probably because I think it only goes off of. Yeah. I don't know. It would probably count if we did that.
You just petered out.
Yeah.
It only goes off of a. Yeah. I don't know. It's like, what?
It goes off your IP address. So if you're using a different IP address, it's going to record it differently. All right. Ready to get into the news?
Yeah, go ahead. With your local.
Are we doing local news? All right. So a little while back, I told y'all about a buffalo that got loose in Lexington. This is not a follow-up to that story because we still haven't found the buffalo.
Well, I mean, that is the follow-up. Well, nothing has changed.
Kind of. Instead, I got a story. It's not even a story. It's a headline. It's all this is a headline. I don't know anything else. We have wildlife just running wild in Lexington. Someone was at a park recently. It's a little neighborhood park. It has a little creek running through it. And they looked down, they went, what the hell is that? And they thought it was an alligator. And they called animal control. And they found a caiman just chilling in the creek that ain't supposed to be here. So wildlife's taking over Lexington. That's all I got. I mean, we didn't have a whole lot of shit going on this week.
For those who don't know, a caiman, also spelled caiman, but different. Any of several species of Central and South American reptiles that are related to alligators are usually placed with them. In the family Alligatoridae. Caimans, like all other members of the order Crocodilia or Crocodilia, are amphibious carnivores. So it's like an alligator with a stumpy face.
Yeah, it's a little tiny alligator. I think the one they found was like 3 feet or something, though. Tiny is subjective there. I don't know which.
Yeah.
Based on your definition of tiny.
Compared to like a full size alligator. Well, they found him, but did he end up, or she, did they get rid of it or did it disappear?
For those that don't realize, Brandon's looking it up because he doesn't know.
We can cut all this.
I won't.
A caiman was pulled from a creek near Eastland Park in Lexington on Wednesday. It's now made a new home at the Kentucky Reptile Zoo. So there you go. Happy, happy ending for the caiman.
So I guess you could say it came and went.
You could say that. I wouldn't suggest it.
You shouldn't. Run the outro. That's the only reason I brought it up again, because I thought of that line. Wasn't a good line, but I stand by it.
What's going on in Indy? What do you got there?
There was a fire.
Ooh.
Like a big one.
Like in a building?
Looking for it. God, my fucking allergies. acting up because we got the weather changed from getting hot again to dropping down to almost snowing. And my sinuses
now hot again,
yet to recover. Yep.
Okay, go get some, speaking of local news, go get some local honey.
I just got regular honey.
Oh, yeah, go get local honey because the bees, your local bees, make it with the pollen from the local plants, which is the shit that you're allergic to. And then, so if you're putting that in your body, your immune system gets used to it, and then it helps so your allergies aren't as bad. And that's been
true.
And that's been the health minute.
Again, if you weren't entertained, you
might learn something.
Might learn something about honey. Might learn something about what a caiman is. Either way, my local news story: OmniSource industrial fire on Indianapolis West Side is out after 13 hours. Officials say. A giant plume of smoke over the west side of Indianapolis on Friday as firefighters battled 80,000 tons of burning scrap metal in strong wind conditions for 13 hours at OmniSource Corporation, a recycling plant on South Holt Road. Passersby watched as thick smoke stretched across 2 miles, thickly billowing 30 to 35 feet above the blaze. A shelter-in-place order lasting at least 5 hours asked nearby businesses and residents to stay indoors, turn off their air conditioners, and close windows. Drivers were warned of limited visibility.
It's a big-ass fire.
Kind of like what happens in L.A. every year happened here in a very small scale. But instead of, like, the forest burning. I was just saying,
our earth burning down.
It was just a recycling plant.
All right.
So it was like scrap wood, scrap metal.
That's pretty big if it's affecting like traffic and visibility and shit. That's pretty crazy.
Well, and it took 13 hours to put out. Huge. So it was like overnight. They're sitting there still trying to put out this fire. We'll put a picture of that on Instagram along with a picture of a caiman.
Not a caiman, the caiman. I'll send you the actual picture.
New story. Are we getting into sports?
We can get into sports. I also have a follow-up into last week. We had two big sports things this week, though. We can get into sports.
Well, do the follow-up.
I mean, it's kind of a follow-up. So we recently talked about LeVar Burton finally getting his chance to host Jeopardy after this show, you know, made a fuss about it. They heard us, and they reached out and signed him, clearly. That's how it went down. LeVar Burton's is blowing up now. He was recently an advertisement for Aviation Gin, which is Ryan Reynolds' gin brand that he's been kind of promoting himself.
Yeah.
And the way they set up the commercial, it's almost like Ryan Reynolds can back out of it and they can get more, not like ownership, but just back out of like being the co, that's not the word, back out of being the... the fuck's the word? Jesus. It is too early. This is the problem. This is what happens when we start recording in the middle of the day.
Yeah, I'm just bringing this up.
Fucking drinking. We're doing at like noon right now.
It's we're not doing working. A brunch episode because we were busy this weekend. So I was busy Friday. He was busy Saturday. So we're drinking for brunch.
Jesus. Anyway, LeVar Burton might...
What were you talking about?
LeVar Burton might be the new face of Aviation Gin, which is really interesting, kind of weird. But good for LeVar Burton. He's blowing up, doing stuff. With that, oh God, I was going to say, speaking about blowing up, and it was going to be a really bad segue into some bad news.
Lean into it.
So we'll talk about sports instead. What you got?
Lean into it. What blew up?
Nope. People died. We're not going to talk about it. But
what my guy legitimately don't know what blew up.
Talk about sports. So
I'm cutting it out. Just tell me what blew up.
It wasn't even really. I do want to talk about this other thing. I was going to figure out a way to transition into the stampede in Israel.
Oh yeah, I did see that in just random news.
Yeah, I'll talk about that after sports.
All right, sports. NFL draft went down.
It did.
5 quarterbacks went in the first round.
So many.
Of course, Trevor Lawrence went to Jacksonville is the first pick.
Yes.
Then you got, we're not going to read off every name because I don't know most of them. Just skip down to the one that I give a shit about. Chicago Bears traded up for the 11th pick to take Justin Fields, quarterback out of Ohio State.
That's a solid pick.
It is a very solid pick compared to their last time they went for a quarterback and traded up. They traded from the third pick to the second pick to and lost a lot of shit to get Trubisky. The man likes to kiss titties, but he's not that great at being a quarterback. So we got Justin Fields, which is a good prospect, but you still got to think, if that was on the horizon, why the fuck did we go through all the trouble trading Kyle Fuller to get Andy goddamn Dalton? Makes no sense.
I don't know. The I
guess they might want him to like have a little tutelage under like a seasoned quarterback. But I mean, if he's not starting, like they're fucking stupid. I think it's just they really have nobody there that's been in the league long enough to offer any sort of advice and shit.
Oh yeah, he's gonna have to just do it on his own. It's gonna be, I mean, it's kind of what like Cam Newton walked into when he first started. Like,
yeah,
he went to Carolina. I don't think they had anyone there to really mentor him or help him. Just kind of fizzled out. But I mean, I say that as he's playing for the Patriots. He's done there. So,
I mean, he put up good numbers. It's just Carolina as a whole wasn't a great team.
Yeah. Did you check out the rest of Chicago's draft at all or no?
I saw we got that fucking unit, the fucking pancake guy. I can't think of his name. You know what I'm talking about, though.
I think
Tevin Jenkins.
Okay.
From Oklahoma State, the O-line or offensive tackle.
I can't complain about Miami. Miami does this interesting thing where the last 2 years they've had really good draft picks in the beginning. They'll trade up and they'll get a bunch of draft picks in the first couple rounds. I think last year they had 3 first round picks. Pretty sure. I think they had 3 picks before the Patriots picked 1 last year. But this year they trade up and get the 6th overall pick, which I can't complain about at all. They had Jalen Waddle. I don't know his last name. But the wide receiver from Alabama, which is cool.
I mean, not even knowing who he is, just hearing, oh, he's a wide receiver from Bama, he's probably pretty good.
Well, and then you remember our quarterback is Tua, who played in Bama. They played together in Bama, so putting the two of them back together is going to be dangerous, hopefully. They also had the 18th pick in the first round, and they got a defensive end from Miami, Jalen Phillips, which is good. And they had 2 picks in the second round, one of them being Liam Eichenberg from Notre Dame, yeah, which is solid. And then they didn't have another pick until the 7th round. It's like, Jesus. But hey, you got 4 good picks right up front.
Speaking of Notre Dame, though, they've got 3 guys came out of the second round.
They had a pretty good draft year for them.
Eichenberg, Aaron Banks, the guard, went to San Francisco. And then linebacker Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah.
Yep.
He went to the Browns, unfortunately. I mean, the Browns last year. The
Browns doing pretty good last year, so.
But, and then Rondale Moore, wide receiver from Purdue, went to the Cardinals. So that's nice. Cool.
The interesting news following like all this and other draft news, other stuff, is Aaron Rodgers being a little bitch.
Is he?
He is. Do you see all that? He's essentially been complaining about he's got a whole litany of things he's been complaining about. He might not be playing in Green Bay next year.
He doesn't want to. That's the whole thing.
Yeah, he's being a little bitch.
Is that him being a little bitch or Green Bay being shit? And he's just tired of it.
I don't know. Like, all I know is he's refused to show up for off-season activities. He's not going to any training. He might just retire. He might just be like, it'll retire, is what I've heard.
Because he wants to take that Jeopardy job.
Fuck it. I don't want... I mean, he was decent at it, but apparently the largest, like, rub here has been revolving around the drafting of Jordan Love in 2020 without Rodgers' knowledge of the move. So because they drafted a quarterback last year, he's crying about it. I was like, why? I don't, you're not going to play there forever. They're going to need to draft quarterbacks one day. Like, I don't get that at all. He thought that the owners wanted to move on from him after the 2020 season. I was like, no, they want, God damn it. Like, who doesn't get that? Every quarterback ever understands that you're going to draft a young guy when you're getting towards the end of your career. And it's literally your job to groom them to take your spot. Fucking Ryan Fitzpatrick was the best at that. He did it for 10 years. That was literally his role for 10 years and 5 different teams.
He got groomed 10 years ago, and then he's just been the guy. And he's essentially been a real-life waiver wire quarterback.
Yeah.
Like, he's a guy, when you're playing fantasy, it's like, I need someone this week. He'll do okay, I guess. And then, but people are paying him couple million dollars a year each year to do that.
Fuck, he's with Washington now, which is going to be really interesting.
Let's talk about Fitz real quick. He's 38.
Dude looks like he's 45, but yeah.
Well, it's the beard.
He's got a big old gray beard.
And he, because that's the thing I talked about before with Jay Cutler. But then, funny enough, on that list of the four quarterbacks, three overpaid, one is Fitzpatrick. Two of them now have played for Chicago or are playing for Chicago, because it was Cutler, Palmer, Dalton, and Fitzpatrick, all with, for all intents and purposes, identical stats. But
if I can remember, Fitz came out of Harvard too. The dude played at Harvard for 4 years.
He was drafted by St. Louis as the 250th pick in 2005.
Seventh round, which is crazy. He was at the Rams for a year. Or 2 years, I guess.
2 years. Cincinnati for 2 years. Yep. Buffalo for 3 years. Tennessee
Titans
for one.
For a year.
Texans for one. Jets for two. Bucks for two. Dolphins for two. Now he's with Washington. So 1, 2, 3, 4. He's now on his 9th team.
Yeah. He's also been playing for 15 years now. Like 16 years. Is that how math works?
I don't know.
Your wife. That's crazy. He's been playing since 05. It's 2021. So, 16 years.
So this is coming into his 16th season.
That's crazy.
He has an 82.3 overall passer rating.
Which is not awful.
Let's look up.
For playing for those teams? Not bad at all.
And he didn't start every game every season that he played there. He was also backups for people for a while. Oh, yeah.
But anyway,
Jay Cutler slightly has a better passer rating.
So the other big sports news this week, also I could have covered it in local news ish. Kentucky Derby was on May 1st.
Is it not still going?
The race? No, it's like a 2-minute race.
Doesn't I don't know if there's like a couple events.
There's a bunch of races, yeah. But so it the day before. They do the Kentucky Oaks, and then there's a bunch of races in the Oaks, and then is the main race, and then Derby Day, there's like 12 races, the Derby being like the 10th race. But it was interesting. They opened it back up to the public. Last year it was postponed to September, which is weird, but it was semi-interesting. There was an upset in the winner. Definitely wasn't the favorite. So the horse named Medina Spirit ran. It did run. It also won. It was interesting. It was a close race, which was good. There was actual good weather. It's been kind of shit weather the last couple of years, especially after they pushed last year to like September.
I know you mean for the Kentucky Derby, but just in the Midwest in general. It's been pretty shit weather the last couple of years. What with global warming and all that.
Yeah. But so the cool part of it, so the horse's trainer, Bob Baffert, he's kind of a famous trainer dude. It's his 7th Kentucky Derby win, which is the most ever for a trainer. And he's like pretty well known in the horse racing world. It got me thinking, what the fuck's a horse trainer do? Like, this guy's 68 years old. I feel like he's not there, like, out there riding, though. Like,
he like feeds him oats. Because like, I feel like it's the jockey that does the work.
So, like, I mean, the jockeys don't work with the horses, though, right? Like, they don't belong to the horses. Like, the same jockey's not going to ride the same horse every time.
Oh.
There's this thing where, like, you get to the race and you're like, hey, you, jockey, I'll pay you, ride this horse, go. You'll get more money if you win. Like, that's essentially how it works.
Well, they're all very small.
They're all very small Hispanic men.
And deceptively buff.
They're all crazy strong. Yeah. Anyway. yeah, the horse trainer, as far as I know, all they do, I mean, apparently they train them to like race properly, like run properly. And they like get them used to running like with a jockey on their back. And I think they like tell the jockeys like how to ride their horse. Like they give them hints on like how the horse ride. I don't actually know what they do, but it just baffles me that like I can't picture this guy out there. Like he might have like a company of like, it's like he's the quote trainer, but maybe he has people who work for him, who's actually training the horse.
He owns the fucking stable and he pays to like upkeep the horses. Well, no,
maybe the owner.
The owners pay to have the horse stabled there.
Right.
And then pay for the food. So he leases the land that the stable is on, or he owns the land. The horses are there.
I don't know.
It's a crock of shit. The horse does the work. Horse doesn't get the credit.
I mean, they kind of do. Like years ago, these horses just used to get sold to Japan to slaughterhouses.
Yeah.
And like, so this is the whole thing. There's a farm not too far from here. I don't know what it's called. It's like the Champions Farm. Essentially, it's a retirement facility for old racehorses.
Yeah.
Where they just live their best horse life, like out there running around and get good food and good stables. But years ago, this farm started because a guy found out like a Kentucky Derby winner was legit just sold to a Japanese slaughterhouse. It was just going to go get used in a meat market somewhere.
Yeah.
And they're like, that's not okay.
I mean, it's legal in Canada.
Which is also not okay. Don't get me wrong. I think it's not okay to eat most animals. So anyway, we need to pay our horses more. That's the point of the story. Yeah. Hey, I mean, the really good ones have the best retirement, right? They just get to go fucking fuck the rest of their life.
They try to make a new champion.
Just be a stud. I mean, that's perfect retirement, right? Just go run around and
whatever horses do.
Other horses, mostly.
I mean, they eat oats and then sow their oats.
Just hollow notes.
Dude, I was looking through my phone and I saw fucking eat your oatmeal again. It made me think, I was like, damn, I said that on the podcast too. And then we just let it go.
You know what happened this last week?
Andrew Yang promised to create 10,000 jobs or 100,000 jobs. He ended up with 150.
just 150?
Yep. That's what the article says.
Yeah, fuck him. He doesn't know what he's talking about.
He's got some ideas.
That's all they are.
Yeah.
I got ideas. They ain't ever going to happen. The only difference between me and him is he's got a bunch of money and was able to advertise his way to a presidential run.
So there's this random article here in the New York Times. From best friends to platonic spouses. Some people are taking their friendships to the next level by saying I do to marriages without sex.
Ew.
It's two women.
I want the opposite of that.
You're married, you fuck.
It's
the opposite of a fuck buddy. It's a cuck buddy.
That is?
Yeah, because you get married and don't have sex. So right. It's literally a cuck buddy. You get married for the financial benefits.
That's the opposite. I don't even know what the opposite of that would be. Oh, I guess just staying single, fucking, and not being.
Yeah, a fuck buddy.
And nothing else. That's fair.
Well, like the string of movies they made back in the day was No Strings Attached with Justin Timberlake and Mila Kunis. And then they're like, oh, we're going to do the same movie with another person from that 70s show with Ashton Kutcher and someone and call it Friends with Benefits. It's like, fuck it. Topher Grace is going to be in a movie with some female lead and it's going to be called Fuck Buddies. It's the same movie.
Well,
it was either going to be him Wilmer Valderrama or Danny Masterson. But then Danny Masterson,
what's it gonna be him?
He went and raped some people. So.
Not funny, but what's it gonna be him?
Oh no, that's gonna be his life now. Like in his cells, Fuck Buddies, him and Ving Rhames starring in Fuck Buddies.
Yeah. Topher Grace is in something recently. He's in a new show.
Yeah. It's him and two other, where they're three siblings.
Yeah.
One is like really rich. It's Jimmy Tatro or something. He was from Vine, but is now acting. He's like the rich brother. They have a sister that's like down on her luck, and Topher's like in the middle.
Yeah.
It's called Home Economics.
Yep.
I remember, it has a horrible name for a show.
It really is. I'm ashamed to admit this. I never realized that Topher is not his real name. It's Christopher. Topher is short for Christopher. I just assumed it was actually Topher.
He was on a show with a guy named Ashton and Wilmer. Like, he figures, like, Topher. Okay, that's just a name. Who the fuck?
Christopher.
Who is the asshole?
Instead of being Chris, he like, went with the other part Topher. And went with Topher.
What in the fuck?
I never knew
you
that.
You son of a bitch. I just assumed his name was Topher.
Me too.
See, what the... God damn it.
Life is a lie.
That is... Again, if nothing else, if you learn something, you learn that fucking bombshell. I'm just going to Google the name Topher. See what happens. Oh, there's a lot of stuff. He's on there too, but son of a bitch. It's like if your name's Christina, you can go by Chris or Tina.
I guess.
Like, that makes sense. But it's like Topher? Get fucked. I guess if your name's Alexander, if you went by Xander, but it's douchey. But then Topher, fuck you. I just thought it was just a stupid name. He just ruined my fucking day with that one.
That's why people named James don't go by Jam.
Ames.
It's just weird. Like, hey, Jam.
No, people with named James, we have a fucking dilemma at an early age.
You do.
It's true. It's on my Instagram with a lot of dumb shit that I've also posted. Dudes named James have so much pressure at an early age. Will they stick with the nerdy name James, go by the business casual Jim, or the sporty outgoing Jimmy, or the feminine gentle name Jamie, or be super goofy and go by Jimbo? And or if somebody's a little quirky, it's like, oh, Jimothy. Like, bro, you're not fucking original. 18,000 people have called me Jimothy in my lifetime. But anyway, you're Brandon. You can't do much with Brandon, but then your last name got you beat up. Brand.
I still, yeah.
Den. What's up, Den?
No. I won't be as bad as Topher. Ew.
Dude, that's some bullshit. I'm not here for it.
Did you pick Jimmy because it helped you make friends as a child?
I didn't like, pick oh, it.
Jimmy, that'll be fun.
My parents wrote James on my birth certificate and never called me it. They just called me Jimmy, so I was just Jimmy. That's the name I knew. And then it was like, I got to kindergarten, and then you're learning to write. I learned your letters, all that. So I wrote Jimmy on my assignments. Then I get to first grade, and I'm writing Jimmy. And then she told me, he's like, you can't write Jimmy. You have to write James. So I was like, okay. Then I got to like high school, and then it's like, nah, just call me Jimmy. Tell everyone, like, nah, don't call me James. Call me Jimmy. Teacher, like, no teacher knew me as James. There's a one time junior year, a substitute was doing attendance in like U.S. history, and she goes, James. And I raised my hand, and I remember like the entire class just like looking around, like, who the fuck is James? And they look at me, it's like, oh, yeah, that's you.
I think it's weird, like, I mean, you never really had that transition. Like my friends have transitioned back and forth. Like I went from, like, I was always just Brandon. No one really shortened it. I mean, my sister shortened it sometimes, like my family, like some of them call me B, but it was never really a thing. And then,
oh, because you did cross country and track
getting into
you
high school. B ran. Yeah. What?
Brandon, well, if you call you B, well, you were running. So B ran. You could have just been B ran because you're in cross country.
Yeah, I'm glad they went the other way with that. Didn't go with that one.
Good thing we didn't become friends until junior year, where you had an established nickname.
Which the cross country coach gave me my nickname. And so it was just always B-Dub. And that's, it was a weird mix of like the friends that I had in middle school that like came up with me, like were in high school with me. We were still friends. Some of them switched over and started calling me B-Dub, but some just always called me Brandon. Like no matter what, I feel like they thought they were special because they were the only ones who called me Brandon, and the rest of them, everyone in high school knew me as B-Dub.
Yeah.
Like you can, like random people that I wasn't really friends with, or like would talk to, didn't really interact with. They knew who B-Dub was. They didn't know a Brandon. Like if you were to ask them.
Well, that was the opening fucking line to my best man speech to you. Is like when we became friends, it was like, man, I've heard this guy B-Dub. I was like, man, that's really cool that he's got a nickname. Everyone knows him by a nickname. I wish I had a nickname. And then it dawned on me. He's like, yeah, my name's James. Legally, literally, more people know that your name is Brandon than recognize my legal name is James.
Yeah, like you said, like your teachers all called you Jimmy. I only had like three teachers ever just call me B-Dub. It was kind of weird when they did too. Like even the other students are like, oh, you call him B-Dub too? Interesting. Well, it was like the one teacher, he knew me for 3 years before I had him in a class because he was a Science Olympiad coach.
Yeah.
So on Science Olympiad, it was a lot of the cross country runners and our friends who all called me B-Dub when we were hanging out. Like even when they introduced me to them, they're like, oh, this is B-Dub. He's good at this. Like we should teach him to do this or he can fill in another, like I was introduced to him as B-Dub. So that's what he always called me.
Yeah.
And I got to his class and it was really weird for him to be like, Brandon. He's like, can I call you B-Dub here too? I was like, yeah, of course. That's what everyone does. But
so to cut you off, do you want to talk about like names and like our, like identity, like our growth of our identity as we got older?
I think it's a good segue into friends. We were going to talk about friends that is today. Right. So We covered a lot of the name stuff, but then we could talk about, I guess, how that helped us.
How we interact
with our friends and
yeah, because like having friends with nicknames and like some friends you don't realize what their name is, their first name is, because you only knew their nickname.
I thought about this topic recently after going home, and then hanging out with some friends there, and then hanging out with friends back here recently, and how I interact with all of them a little bit differently. I think it could be a really interesting something to talk about. So
let's talk about friends.
All right. Well, we'll pick that up on The Real Deal this week.
Until then, this has been the Wasted Information Happy Hour. I'm Jimmy.
I'm B-Dub.
Thanks for listening. If you like what you heard and want to keep up with the show, make sure to subscribe on Spotify, Google, iTunes, or wherever you go to for podcasts. You can also follow us on Instagram at WastedInfo or email us at WastedInfoPod@gmail.com. Until next time, this has been Wasted Information.
The Happy Hour.